Now, I don't want to freak anybody out either. I don't want to, you know, but we're going to be talking about a little issue that's cropped up when we talk about gardening in metropolitan Melbourne. There has been a study that's shown that there's a 1 in 5 chance that your veggie patch might be contaminated. I feel like I'm giving the worst news. Might be contaminated with high levels of lead. It's a bit freaky, we know. So before you rip out your radishes, stay with us, because joining us is the study lead from RMIT, Associate Professor Susie Reichman. Good morning to you, Susie.
Hi, Jacinta.
Okay, this is quite shocking news, is it? I mean, have we been aware of lead being in our soil for very long?
I think, you know, when you do research in this area, we're aware that it's a problem, but no one had ever done a study like this in Melbourne, so we didn't know what the situation was in Melbourne.
So what drove you to do a study of that in Melbourne then?
Mainly because people had done it in a number of cities around the world, including Sydney, where they found approximately 40% of households had lead above the health investigation level. And so we thought that it was about time we did a study like this in Melbourne and found out what the situation was here.
So how severe is the lead poisoning then in these kind of vegetable patches that people have?
So we found about 20% of gardens have lead above 300 milligrams per kilogram, or people might know that more as parts per million. And this is the Australian health investigation level. And technically that just means that you need to go out and do a risk assessment to find out. However, for home gardeners, it's not very practical and it's very expensive to do that. So we just recommend if you have lead above 300 milligrams per kilogram that you take some precautions when you're gardening.
Okay, so we'll talk about those precautions in a moment as well. Why are we finding lead in our soils?
So what we found, and it's really similar to the other studies around the world, is that the main reasons why you might have elevated lead are if you have a really an old house that was painted around the 1900s, our paint contained up to 50% lead. And then we've, in Australia, progressively dropped that concentration of lead until now it's a fraction of a percent lead in our paint. The next sort of main factor is proximity to major roads, and that's from when we had lead in petrol. And then the other one is there are a few houses that are near mainly historical industries in Australia before we had regulations on, you know, what industries could be emitting out of their chimneys and things.
Are there particular suburbs or areas that are more, that you found were more susceptible to this?
Not really. We did find it was across Melbourne. Of course, if you're close to that industry, it's because you're close to the industry, and so that's more likely in the industrial areas, but that's not many people. For the majority of people, it's not where you are in Melbourne, it's how old your house is, whether or not your house has been painted, and then how close you are to major roads.
Are some plants more, some vegetables more impervious to to lead than others?
Yeah, so as a general sort of rule, very little lead gets up into the above ground parts, so the leaves and the fruits, and in particular very low concentrations into fruits. So vegetables like tomatoes tend to have very low concentrations of lead, whereas something like a potato or a carrot, you get higher concentrations of lead in the roots, and also if you don't wash them really, really well, you might actually be eating a little bit of soil and getting that direct intake of soil.
So what are the impacts of intaking lead? Are we seeing lead poisoning coming through our hospitals?
So it's more a chronic problem than an acute problem where you just get sick and have to go to hospital. And so the main issue that we see in Australia The main issue we see in Australia is where children have been exposed to high levels of lead, and it has an impact on their brain development.
Wow, that seems really significant. Is that something that, obviously, as you say, it's a slow creeper, so people might be very unaware that this is what's happening?
Yeah, exactly. And this is part of the reason why we want to get the information from this study out to people, so that if they can find out what the concentration of lead is in their garden. And if you have small children and you have elevated lead, you can then restrict your children's access to that soil.
So just to kind of help people with that and clarify it a bit more, if they are worried about lead in their garden, in their veggie patch, how do they get the lead levels tested and how do they find out if it's a safe amount?
Okay, so Macquarie University in New South Wales has a great citizen science program called VeggieSafe. People can look that up on the internet. You can send in up to 5 samples from your garden for $20 and they'll analyse the lead concentrations. If you don't want to do that, you can also send it to a commercial lab